The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's possible for there to be this quality of composure and integrity, this quality of ease or relaxation. This quality of interest, this kind and clear presence. And remember, we can use the sensations of the body sitting as a training ground to strengthen, to develop all of these wholesome qualities, these wholesome ways of being or relating to the way things are. We can train with the sensations of sitting. For example, training now in being fearless as we allow the mind that is naturally sensitive to be sensitive to the body sitting, to the sensations that are already arising now in our experience. In a sense, to soften, to receive this willingness to be present or intimate. So while you feel the breath coming in, let there be a willingness to be intimate with the whole body just as it is. And while you feel the breath going out, practice being intimate, present with the body, the sensations just as they are. One half breath at a time, we're practicing putting down the need to be in control, the need or the habit to judge, the habit of being distracted. And instead, we take that one in-breath or the one out-breath as this opportunity to train the mind to be present, to be intimate with the whole body for the duration of that one in-breath or that one out-breath. In this way, one half-breath at a time, we're training the mind in being present in a very simple but profoundly transformative way. We're cultivating this clear, mindful presence, non-judging, kind, forgiving presence, one half breath at a time. And as best you can, let the breathing rhythm be natural. We don't need to control how the body is breathing. Thankfully, the body knows how to breathe on its own without conscious control. Which means that it's okay to relax both the mind and body. Feel the breath coming in and remember to train the mind to be sensitive to the whole body for the duration of that in-breath. And as you feel the breath going out, we're training the mind to be sensitive to the whole body. Nothing's left out. All the subtle and not so subtle sensations here in the body belong undefended. And of course, whenever the mind gets distracted, caught up in thought, as soon as that's noticed, It's really the same practice, breathing in, noticing that the mind is thinking, noticing that it feels like this now, to be thinking. Breathing out, noticing the mind is lost in thought, caught in thought. So we're observing the distraction, whatever it might be, whatever reactive pattern or obsessive thinking might be going on, observing it, and in most importantly, feeling what it feels like to be lost in thought or caught up in thought, and noticing that that distraction will cease on its own. See it as something that is being known. Oh, it's like this now. Thinking mind is like this. It's just this experience being known here and now until it naturally, inevitably ceases on its own. And then we come back to the basic training. Feel the sensations of breathing in and training the mind to be sensitive to the whole body, all the sensations. Breathing out, training the mind to be sensitive to the whole body, just as it is. So let's continue in silence for a while now. I will make a slight adjustment in the practice if you can. Still noticing the breath coming in, noticing the breath going out, aware of the whole body as you breathe in, aware of the whole body as you breathe out, aware of distractions when they arise. But with this adjustment now, we're emphasizing that these experiences are being known. And you can even use this phrase in the mind from time to time. This is being known. Or breathing in is being known. Whole body is being known. Thinking is being known. Worrying is being known. So whatever it is that the mind, the object that the mind is knowing, let the emphasis be that this experience is being known. It's being known. It's being felt. It's like this. It's a subtle but very important shift to emphasize that the experience is being known. It's just something being known, being felt. It's just this. So see if you can make that shift and notice the effects as you do that. might find it good practice now to let the eyes open if they've been closed. Just continue as best you can to hold the body relaxed and still. This is being known. Seeing is being known. And whatever it is in the moment that's predominant, recognize that this experience is being known. Whether it's a strong emotion that's being known, or some mental activity, a thought that's being known, or a sound, a sight, pain in the body, it's something being known here and now. It's just like this. And you might sense the kind of equanimity and the experience of non-attachment that arises with that frame, with that way of understanding. Just this being known. And in this sense, nothing seems that personal. It's just this experience being known.